From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak left a courthouse after a judge approved bail and told the former prime minister to surrender his two diplomatic passports. Najib earlier pleaded not guilty to four charges in a corruption case involving the One MDB State Investment Fund. The High Court also granted an interim gag order. Najib's lawyer explains.
The gag order is just to ensure nobody make unfair comments about the merits of the case in order to get it published by the media.
The trial is set to begin on February 8th. Rescue teams in northern Thailand were giving swimming and diving lessons Wednesday as part of preparations to extract the young soccer squad trapped in the cave. Reuters' Ed Giles has more on the rescue efforts.
Thailand's deputy prime minister said Wednesday that the water currents in the caves can be very strong and the space is very narrow. Authorities have also said another escape option could be to wait until the water level drops and then have the boys walk out. As of late Tuesday, around 120 million litres of water had been pumped out of the cave. The governor of Chiang Rai province said Wednesday the boys may need to come out one by one.
That was Reuters at Giles. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the European Union will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the United States, but that Washington needs to join in that effort. The U.S. has imposed tariffs on EU steel and aluminum imports and is considering whether to add tariffs on cars, trucks, and auto parts. Merkel said the good functioning of the world economy depends on countries working together as partners. The United States is also pressing Germany over what it considers insufficient defense spending. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters rallied in front of Poland's Supreme Court Wednesday. Protests started earlier this week against a new law mandated by the right-wing ruling party that could force out as many as one-third of the Supreme Court justices. It is seen as the ruling Law and Justice Party's clampdown on the top court. British police are investigating an incident in which two people were exposed to an unknown substance in a town where former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Wiltshire police say a man and a woman are in critical condition after being found in Amesbury, where Sergei and Yulia Skripal were poisoned on March 4. Police have cordoned off places the two people visited before falling ill, but public health officials say they don't believe there to be a wider risk. Experts are trying to establish the substance which led to the two becoming ill. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The UN envoy to Yemen has expressed optimism after meeting with the top leader of the Houthi rebels in a bid to end the country's devastating civil war. A Saudi-led coalition allied with Yemen's internationally recognized government has been at war with the Houthis since 2015, and previous peace efforts have failed. The most senior Roman Catholic cleric to be convicted of covering up sex abuse said he would appeal the verdict and resist public pressure to resign as Archbishop of an Australian city. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull echoed the public's calls.
I'm surprised that he has not resigned. Given the outcome of the case, the lawsuit, the prosecution, he should resign.
Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson said he would resign only if he lost his appeal. What would the 4th of July look like without hot dogs? Well, AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports on one of the holiday's traditional events.
Chowdown champions will be facing off at Nathan's Famous July 4th hot dog eating contest. The men's record stands at 72 frankfurters and buns in 10 minutes. 10-time winner Joey Jaws Chestnut will confront 20 other men on New York's Coney Island Boardwalk. He set the record last year. And Mickey Sudu is seeking a fifth women's title in a row. Last year, Sudu downed 41 franks and buns. The event attracts thousands of in-person spectators, and it's even televised on ESPN. I'm Shirley Smith.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website 24 hours a day or download our mobile application so you can take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.